Hey, everybody. Michael here. If you have not gotten enough of my friend Candace Owens by reading Cardi B's Twitter page, then you are going to want to stick around. I sat down with Candace just a few days ago. We chatted about all things relevant to to her life, to our culture, ranging from our system of government and our politics all the way to Meghan Markle, who I suspect is probably going to try to take over our system of politics at some point. So go check it out. We've got a fun interview with Candace. And also, after that, be sure to check out the first episode of The Candace Show over at The Daily Wire. I am joined now by my friend, Candace Owens. Candace, I can't help but notice you are a woman. You're black. Woman of color.
Thank you.
You are famous. You are American. You married a Brit. And yet, you turned out great. What was your secret and where did Meghan Markle go wrong?
Meghan Markle went wrong a lot of ways. First and foremost, she is a Hollywood leftist. That's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And this story, this whole, everyone was like, you know, why did you get into this? Like, why is this get under your skin? Because I married an Englishman. You know, my husband's father was in the House of Lords.
Yeah.
And it
is
was...
That's like being a mechanic or something. I don't know. Is that like an electrician shop somewhere
yeah, exactly,
in the UK?
Right?
Okay, yeah.
And so it was definitely a learning curve for me, even when I met my husband, going to England. And there's just like different sets of rules. Their society is very traditional.
Right.
And I loved it. You know, I loved stepping into someone's culture and not trying to change it. And this is this thing about the left that drives me crazy, is that they just have no appreciation for tradition. They have no appreciation for history. It's why they think that everything between Los Angeles and New York is backwards.
Right.
Right.
And the flyover.
The flyover, right? Yeah. It needs a makeover. And for her to just do that, to go to this country with all of their traditions and the queen, of course, being so significant, the meaning of her to have been sitting on the throne for that long and having...
With dignity, grace.
Yes, right. And she has seen the country through so much. And to do what they did, just cheapen that and say, well, it's racism. This is the reason we had to leave. It's racism. Meghan Markle, look black to you. Did anybody look at her and say, oh, Harry's dating a black woman?
My mother, seriously, my Sicilian mother, was much darker than Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
You would have no idea. She has that thing in Hollywood, they call it ethnically ambiguous,
right,
where you can play sort of any role.
She could have played an Indian woman in films. She could have said that she could have said she was mixed race. I would have bought that. She could have definitely said she was Italian. Yeah. She has freckles. You know, you could have just think that, you know, it's completely obscure. And yet she's like, you know, I'm less than 25% black, but I've realized that because I'm getting bad press, I can say the bad press is because I'm less than 25% black. Because there is this purity test. Every time they write a hit piece, they say, well, is there any black in this person? Well, that's the reason we're gonna write a horrible piece about them. And especially being me, because I have a public profile. And as you know, they have written so many bad
really
things
nice
about me.
Things,
really nice things. Like that time they accused me of a mosque
that's
shooting
right.
in New Zealand.
That's right.
I've never been to New Zealand.
Yeah.
I don't even write about mosques or Muslims or anything, but they were like, Candace did this. I woke up, worldwide news. I had people in France, like in China, and people were asking me for comments everywhere. And I don't think I have ever once said this bad press is because I'm black. So it's just, it's such a... There's a cowardice.
Well, and it's such an excuse. I saw there was a great headline in the Babylon Bee said, Meghan Markle inspires millions of girls by showing that no matter how rich, beautiful, and famous you are, you too can be oppressed.
Right.
You know,
she's oppressed. And she's sitting across from Oprah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they've been living in actually, I think at some point they were at Tyler Perry's $100 million home somewhere, flying on his planes. And you really want me to buy that you were chased out of the country because I guess you were less than 25% black. And then the richest part of the story is them claiming that Archie wasn't given a title because he was black. Has anyone seen a picture of Archie?
You're
and I
right.
say this seriously. If you believe that Archie suffered anti-black racism, then I'm a Nigerian prince and I just need your credit card details. And you're going to see
just look at a picture, right?
Stranded Island.
This, you know, I'm so glad to hear this is your take on this because I have to say I was a little frustrated. I understood it, but I was frustrated with the conservative reaction to this, which is, who cares about the royal family?
Right.
I stopped caring about them in 1776. To me, that argument falls flat because the royal family represents this long conservative tradition in the United Kingdom. And to me, I think the reason the Meghan Markle story has really got you excited, kind of excited a lot of us, is because it's this awful sort of modern millennial idea that everything in the past is bad,
right,
and wicked, and racist is the word for that. Mm-hmm. And I, no matter what privileges I have, we all are so privileged, I am actually a victim and you all need to feel bad for me. And the minute that I can't do exactly what I want to do, this woman chose to marry into the royal family. It's not like it was a blind date.
Right.
It's not like on the third date, Harry said, oh, you know, darling, I have something I have to tell you. I haven't told you about my job yet, yeah, but... You know, she didn't. It's not as though she thought his first name were Prince, you
right,
know, like the musician, right? She knows who he is. And she chose to do this.
Oh, wait, no, what's up? She said she never Googled him. No. When he got down on one knee, that's when she was like, oh my gosh, he's a prince. And
wow.
She found out it was Princess Diana's. And even that is so absurd. Michael, I Google everyone.
Yeah.
I'll get in the car with an Uber driver and I'll be like, what's your name? Oh, just check his background here, make sure things are
quick,
okay. You're going to tell me you wanted a date and you didn't Google, you didn't LinkedIn profile. This is what we do.
Like,
this is, and especially her, who a big piece of story that's missing, she went to the UK with the intention of marrying up. She had a PR person who wrote an entire piece. She hired a public relations firm to try to get to start dating a football player. So that was her thing. She was like, okay, they found a football player. She was
really
trying to get a date with them.
Here, yeah.
Right, exactly. And she landed on a prince. And, you know, Piers Morgan, who I really can't stand, but he talks about how he reached out to her and she kept saying she wanted to get involved in the circles because it just wasn't working for her in America. It wasn't working for her in Canada. So she was like, okay, let me try England. But she had no idea who Prince Harry or Prince William or Kate Middleton. She just missed that whole thing.
Right, of course.
She just was there.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Did you see what she described herself as? Because we should talk about that. I didn't watch the interview, but she said she felt like the Little Mermaid who fell in love with a prince and lost her voice.
If only.
I know. Right,
if only.
Right. I mean, just try to think of this a straight face like she did. Let me try. I felt like, you know, the Little Mermaid who went over and found a prince and fell in love and lost my voice.
It's just as believable as you say this on air, of course. And yeah. My favorite part, as she's saying these sorts of things, occasionally Harry would try to say, well, you notice, shh, get out of here, Harry, stop it. Don't listen to camera on me, folks.
Oh, she's so unbearable. And yeah, I'm glad you brought up the fact that a lot of conservatives were so dismissive. I hate that because, you know, we so often talk about how the left is ignorant, right? To not try to understand what it is about the royals that is so significant. It is not just like, oh, I'll praise them because they're kings and queens and princesses. It really isn't about that. What they represent is history, right? And that is what they love about them, is that these people, they never issue political statements. They don't just go where the wind blows. And there is something about Americans, even the conservative Americans, that we have this strand of progressivism because, listen, look, our country was built on that, right? We were built on kind of tearing down traditions. And sometimes, yes, traditions need to be torn down. But where we're at today, where you have no appreciation for anything, and that is why hashtag abolish, you know, which they're so dumb, they're like abolish the monarchy as if the monarchy has any power anymore. But abolish the royal family is where we're at because they just want everything torn down, newer, faster, and they want the world to look like whatever Hollywood singers and actresses think that it ought to look like.
Well, this was it. It's sort of... This woman seemed that she wanted to play a Disney princess more than she wanted to be an actual princess. And how true is that of so much of our society? You know, Edmund Burke, the great conservative philosopher, his big distinction between the American Revolution and the French Revolution was that the American Revolution was kind of conservative. It didn't destroy everything, right? Whereas the French Revolution really did destroy everything. And so there was always this sense in America that we want to be the real thing, you know.
Right.
There is a kind of tradition here, and we didn't want to become this really shallow, abstracted culture that unfortunately it seems like we're becoming.
Right.
And you know, you hear so often from conservatives, we need to take back the culture, we need to fight back in the culture. Well, you know, in order to do that, we're going to need to get really serious, and we're going to have to start saying, like, no, don't do that. That's a bad thing. You know, we need to defend an older set of standards.
Right. I think too often we meet people in the middle, and it's such an easy game. But there's actually an expression that you use to talk about what is the Overton theory, right?
Yeah, the Overton window.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exactly what the left is doing. It's brilliant, right? They say something so extreme, like here we are, and they say something so extreme that they're like, men can give birth.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, they can't. No, they can't. But eventually we say, okay, please don't say that. We'll meet you halfway. We're inching closer to where they are.
You know how we do this? We always say, look, men can't give birth, right? Men are not women. But then we start edging in this way when we'll start saying, so-and-so is a biological male.
Right. And it's like, no, it's a
man. He's just a man.
He's
not like a psychological woman, but it's just one thing. But
right.
Because we start to be conciliatory, guess what? You look up 10 years later and you're way
that's
far
exactly, and that's what's happened. That's literally what's happened, especially in this last decade, is that we just keep meeting them halfway. But the halfway is also, it's always moving towards their ridiculously far left point. And right. I think that there needs to be more. People say to me, oh, Candace, you're so far right. I'm like, actually, I'm just right. Right? I'm just right. I'm actually almost in the middle.
Yes.
Because you guys have gone so crazy.
10 years ago, you would have been considered
normal.
A centrist, a normal human being.
Like, you know, when we accepted that men and women were men and women, and now you're actually being called a bigot. I mean, yesterday, International Women's Day, the ACLU tweets about saying, you know, trans women are women. On International Women's Day, you said men are women.
The patriarchy strikes back.
You know what I mean? Trans woman, it means man, right? This is a different word for man. So you just tweeted out, in order to celebrate women, let me tell you how much men can be women.
You know, though, you're being modest here. And this is actually something I'm very excited for about your show, Candace, right, which is launching, is that you're just saying sort of normal things. I don't think anything you're saying is extreme. But most people do not have the cojones to do it.
Right.
Talking about men and women,
right.
Most people don't have the guts to do it. And you, I don't know what it is, because we've been friends for years. You know, I remember you back in the old timey days on YouTube, and you, more than just about anybody, have been able to withstand this onslaught from the left and throw it back in their face and not let them cancel you. And
right.
It's really, I don't know how you've done it.
I just hope that I show people that there's no consequence, you know, for telling the truth. And you just say it. Say it again, say it again, say it again. They can only cancel you so many times, right? Once I survived, like, being accused of a mosque shooting in New Zealand, I was like, okay, well, where do we go from here? Like, what else are you going to accuse me of here, right?
That's a great point.
And so I think that I've just bounced back and I've been unapologetic, which is the most important thing. Hmm. Don't say sorry. Don't say sorry, because once you start saying sorry to the left, you will never stop saying sorry to the left, right? Because it's not about them needing an apology. They want pure capitulation. They want to make sure you capitulate to everything they say. What they're seeking actually is their own kind of monarchy, right? Yeah. Like they're seeking to rule over you, your opinions, your ideas.
And their established church.
Exactly. That is their established church. They seek for you to be their peasants. And the second you say sorry, you become that.
Well, this
so
is
I just say, don't say sorry.
Speaking of the church, I mean, this is something I've really struggled with. I think you're completely right. But look, as a Christian, I want to apologize when I feel I've done something wrong. I have no problem doing that. Oh, miserable sinner that I am, I really don't mind it. Except I know that's not really what it is.
Yeah,
that's not when you apologize to the left, it's not, first of all, they're not seeking that in good faith.
It's beating a dog into submission.
Yes,
you know
that is
I mean?
That is what it is. Yeah. It's sort of, it's unfortunate, because I'd love to be in a society where I could say, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't have said that, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, it's funny because I did an interview the other day and they said to me, sort of in preparation for the show, like, is there anything that you look back on in the past that you're sorry for, like things that you've tweeted and things of that nature? And I said, no. And I said, because I want to give permission to people that are following me to know that you're allowed to change your mind.
Yeah.
Remember this thing where we used to grow up? Like, you know, a long time ago, I used to think Barbies were the coolest thing, and then all day society should be run by us playing Barbies in the room. That was Candace at 4 years old.
Right.
Am I allowed to evolve from that position without apologizing for my past?
Well, I love it. You know, people throw this at you a lot. They'll say, you used to be left wing, but now you're conservative.
Yeah.
Ha ha, I got you.
Yeah. I got a couple of brain cells. I opened a book. You know what I mean? I opened a book and I'm like, it's just so ridiculous. And what is so alarming about that sort of a culture, like, forget us. Like, we're adults. We're old. We have kids now, right?
Yeah, we're old, man.
We're old people now.
I'm trying to get fat, too.
But think about
kids. I'm already old, but I want to be old and fat.
Think about kids. How hard it is to be a kid today.
Yeah.
When you are being told that if you make a mistake, you're done. You're over. You're canceled. You know, you say one wrong thing. When I was a kid, we didn't have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, so I could just be a crappy human being for one day and say horrible things, and then the next day be like, oh, you know, that didn't feel too good. I'm going to be someone different today. And I was allowed to grow. That's what growing up is. You learn because you do things wrong. Even toddlers, they're violent. Toddlers are throwing things down. You know what I mean?
They are violent
human beings. They think through things, and they choose violence every day, toddlers, right?
Even my cute little newborn, you know, he'll throw punches at me.
Same thing. And it's like now Valep is like, you are exactly who you are when you are two is when you are four. Candace, 3 years ago in politics, I've pretty much grown up politically, publicly,
right.
You know, has to, you know, make apologies or make amends. No, if I said it then, I meant it then. But if I've transformed my opinion, here's why. This is what it looks like
better,
to grow
right?
up. Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If I had social media when I was 11 or 12.
Canceled.
Could you imagine?
Because that stuff
is there forever. But I love it because it takes a lot of gumption to be able to say, I thought this thing a few years ago.
Yeah.
And now guess what? I've matured. I've educated myself. Maybe that's something we can all do as a culture as well. You know, one great way people can do that? Tuning into Candace on The Daily Wire. I can't wait. It's going to be fabulous. I'm so excited.
I'll be issuing tons of non-apologies when people are offended. I will the next day. I mean, even seeing that tail in between the legs, copy and pasted apology that so many people do. They say one thing and then it's suddenly like the next day on their show, they're like, you know, I want to apologize for some things that I said that made perfect sense, but I hear you that you're offended, so therefore we're all growing. And it's just like,
Never shut up.
Just say, I'm sorry you were offended.
Yeah.
And don't watch my show.
There have been a few times where there's been a lot of pressure to give the apology, and I think there's an old Sicilian expression, just a little flick underneath your chin. That's what I think about it.
Yeah.
My dear, I can't wait for the show to start. Everybody's got to tune in and watch it. Candace on The Daily Wire. I will be eagerly watching it just from right across the way. And I'll see you around the office water cooler.
Love it. Ta-da!
Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to GoodRanchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild-caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's GoodRanchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.